सत्यं वद धर्मं चर स्वाध्यायार्मा प्रमदः आचार्याय प्रियं धनमारित्य प्रजातन्तुं माव्यवच्छेत्सि सत्यान प्रमदितव्यं धर्मान प्रमदितव्यं कुशलान प्रमदितव्यं भूत्यैन प्रमदितव्यं स्वाध्याय प्रवचनाभ्यान प्रमदितव्यं देवपितृकार्याभ्यान प्रमदितव्यं मातृदेवो भव पितृदेवो भव आचार्यदेवो भव अतिथिदेवो भव यान्यनवद्यानि कर्माणि तानि सेवितव्यानि नो इतराणि यान्यस्माकं सुचरितानि तानि त्वयोपास्यानि नो इतराणि एके चास्मच्छ्रेयागुंसो ब्राह्मणाः तेषां त्वयासनेन प्रश्वसितव्यम् श्रद्धया देयम् अश्रद्धया देयम् श्रिया देयम् ह्रिया देयम् ध्रिया देयम् संविदा देयम् अत यदि ते कर्म विचिकित्सा वा वृत्तविचिकित्सा वा स्यात् एतत्र ब्राह्मणाः सम्मर्षिणः युक्ता आयुक्ता अनुक्षा धर्मकामा स्युः यदा ते तत्र वर्तेरन् तदा तत्र वर्तेता अताभ्याख्यातेषु एतत्र ब्राह्मणा सम्मर्षिणः युक्ता आयुक्ता अनुक्षा धर्मकामा स्युः यदा ते तेषु वर्तेरन् तदा तेषु वर्तेता एष आदेशः एष उपदेशः एषा वेदोपनिषत् एतदनुशासनम् एवमुपासितव्यम् एवमुचैतदुपास्यम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
Beloved Bhagwan, my loving pranams at your lotus feet. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters. It's really an honor to represent a larger family of individuals who have come together today to celebrate a very special birthday. You would notice many of these individuals that comprise our family sitting in front of Swami Samadhi. My doctor brothers on the left, my sisters in nursing on the right, a number of my other brothers who handle support services at the hospital. There are a large number of other individuals, also part of our family, who are with us today in spirit, because as we speak, they are nurturing the sick in a hospital a few hours away. As we speak, there are my brothers who are tending to poor patients, preparing for tomorrow's operations. As we speak, there are my sisters looking over patients recuperating in the ward or the ICU. We're all together here as a family, and we share with great joy that the institute that we love so much has just turned 13. Today, Swami's Super Speciality Hospital, also known as the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences in Whitefield, Bangalore, has just turned 13. Many people refer to this hospital as Swami's Super Speciality Hospital. But the truth is, we are quite young. 13 years is when a child steps into adulthood. And a child steps with great hope, with great ambition, and with a missionary zeal to fulfill the vision of his father. It's my pleasure today to introduce to you the three speakers who would share their experiences. I would first invite the eldest member of our family, also our respected director, Dr. Swarna Bharadwaj, Dr. Swarna has held a number of esteemed positions. She was the Vice President and the Executive Director of the National Board of Education, India, for many, many years, until she decided to come into the hospital as a sevak. She was the Medical Superintendent of the hospital in Prashanthinilayam for 3 years. And joined us as our director at the Whitefield Hospital in 2012. It's my pleasure to introduce to you all Dr. Swarna Bharadwaj, who will be placing a brief report on the activities of the hospital in Bangalore over the past 1 year.
At the lotus feet of Mother Sai, Sai Ram to all of you. It indeed is a very proud day for all of us. With your good wishes and Swami's grace, we have just entered into our teens. But the work performed by this institution over 13 years is that of an adult blessed by Swami with expert hands. And all my family, I congratulate you on this day, for this auspicious day. Now, to tell you briefly about what we've been doing over this year, I am very, very inspired and blessed to inform you that Swami has been with us in every step all through the year. Just a small incident. On 7th June 2013, on the occasion of 5th anniversary of Swami's last physical visit to the hospital, Swami visited the hospital in his divine form and left footprints of a baby in the main dome area. The beautiful footprints start from the bottom of the stair and lead up to the carpet. The footprints seem to be imprinted onto the granite and are still seen after several months. What more do we want? What proof we want that he is with us always and always? So, With His grace, I am very happy to state that this year we have performed 1,300 cardiac surgeries out of a big sum of 16,322 cardiac surgeries done so far. 1,853 neurosurgeries this year out of a total of 18,360 so far. 3,793 cardiac catheterizations procedures this year out of a big sum of 43,444 so far. 78,000 OPD consultations out of 9,38,900 people that have been blessed by Swami through our services. Imagine the commercial value of the services rendered to the society by this hospital. Can anybody make a guess? It runs into 1,235 crores. I am indeed proud to state that our doctors have done remarkably well, achieved great heights during this year. Just to briefly mention a few, the Department of Cardiology did live streaming of T-ECHO procedures for ECHO India, that is the annual scientific meeting of the Indian Academy of Echocardiography, on two occasions. Both these endeavors were highly successful and we got known world over for our excellence in the Department of Cardiology. I would like to share this moment of happiness with all of you. Our medical team, Dr. Dash, represented us at the conference on cardiovascular angiography with his presentations in Orlando, United States of America. Dr. Priyag Kinney, fellow, and Dr. Rita Varyani presented 9 and 3 papers, research papers, which is a big sum individually at the conferences, and as an award, one of them was awarded a fellowship training program in the USA, and Rita Varyani was also offered a program, training program, as an award for her presentations in USA. It's a mega achievement. My managers are not behind. Every day they help me from time to time, day in, day out, and yet they are academically oriented. Shri Ashwin, my manager in cardiology, got Young Investigators Award for his paper at ECHO India 2013. Second prize for International Research Award contest at Second World ECHO Summit 2013. He also made a paper presentation in Istanbul, Turkey. Neurosurgery is not lagging behind either. Dr. Sai Kiran, consultant neurosurgery, was awarded a fellowship and had 2 months training program in cardiovascular surgery in Finland. He has done remarkably well under the guidance of a world-renowned neurosurgeon. Dr. Sumit Thakkar won the Best Free Paper Presentation Award at Neurospine Surgery Association of India National Conference. 2 of our bright boys, Dr. Sunil Furtado, Ravi Dadlani, got prestigious fellowships in USA and Sydney, and they are undergoing this program and doing very well. The Department of Radiology has presented 7 educational exhibits at Chicago. Dr. Prakash and Dr. Zarina got Certificate of Merit for their educational exhibits. We all join to congratulate them at this moment. and ask Swami to bless us on this day to keep on our endeavors. My youngsters, you are the hope of this institution. All the DNB students who took the DNB exam, and I know for sure because I've been associated with the National Board for a long time, have had 100% result this year, which is unheard of in the history of any institution accredited by National Board. So, Swami has blessed us, and my teachers have done remarkably well in training them. The other 6 students who are in the 6 years course have also passed their first examination successfully. The cardiology department has been doing a lot of service in training observership for students who are preparing for the National Board exam, and 20 such students have joined this program. And imagine we have not charged them anything. Where in the world would you find such a situation that they were also blessed by Swami to have training in our institution, and they have all done very well. The nursing and paramedical students have done equally well, and the results have been excellent, and you will be seeing 2 of our bright students getting the gold medals today. They made an admirable display on the sports and culture meet, which was held on January 11, 2014, and they were given a cup for their exceptional performance. They have also participated in Swami's favorite program of annual Gram Seva organized by the Sat Sai Central Trust. We are marching ahead in the field of research, and 5 research projects are underway in the hospital. The radiology department held a CME at Puttaparthi this year, which was highly appreciated by one and all. Cardiology department has held several workshops this year, providing training in complex pediatric device implantation and also in electrophysiology. The nursing college and the nursing department for the first time held a CME on cultivating ethical awareness, which is the core burning issue at the moment. And I must say our institution held its head high in all the presentations in inculcating ethical awareness amongst the nursing staff. The trust has been very kind, and we have got another block in the residential complex where my staff who is wanting to be on the campus will be happy to receive accommodation. Another act for which I am very grateful to the trust, we got equipment, capital equipment budget about 28 crores this year. Thank you, Swami. Thank you, trustees. I seek your good wishes, blessings, cooperation for the years to come, and at the same time I would like to thank Mr. Sharath and his team who are devoted to Swami, and their labor of love you will be seeing very shortly when you see a video presentation. And I'll also like to place on record the untiring work by my managers, particularly Ashwin and Satish, who have not slept, I think, for days together to put this small presentation at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. My gratitude to the Sevadal members and the counseling team who are a part of our organization, yet I would like to specially thank them for the year-round service in Swami's institution. My colleagues, my friends, this would not have been possible for me to state with pride what we have done this year without the cooperation and help from one and all, and my claps go to you. In the end, I would like to conclude, keep up, boys and girls, keep up, men and women, so that we march forward in the health mission of Swami, serving the poorest of the poor with the same love and dedication which we've been sharing with them. Help us, Swami. Bless us, Swami. Om Sai Ram.
It's my pleasure now to introduce the next two speakers. The first is Dr. Prayag Kinney. Dr. Prayag did his undergrad and post-graduation medical degrees from Mumbai. He joined our hospital in 2009 as a postgraduate fellow in cardiology for the DNB program. Once he completed this program, he continued to pursue a fellowship in interventional cardiology, and he continues to serve in our department as a consultant cardiologist. The next speaker is Mrs. Preeta Selvakumar. She is a lecturer in the College of Nursing at our hospital. She joined the hospital in the year 2009, and she is actively involved in guiding and mentoring the many young students that join the hospital each year to pursue a profession in nursing. With these few words, I invite Dr. Prayag to the podium.
My dear Swami, as we all return to Prashanti Nilayam today to celebrate the 13th birthday of your youngest child from Bangalore, I place our loving pranams at your divine feet on behalf of each and one of the throbbing hearts that sit in front of you. I speak on behalf of everyone here, and as Ashwin said, everyone back home who could not make here today because they are tending to sick patients. I speak on behalf of your Bangalore Hospital, Swami. I speak on behalf of our Bangalore Hospital, Swami. It is indeed a day for all of us to rejoice that your 13-year-old daughter is entering her teens. Teenage, with all its ebullience, excitement, enthralling, effervescence, so many dreams. But Swami, each of us here knows, deep in our hearts, that in a hospital where there is no concept of cash counters or billing desks, there is one balance sheet we will all present, which we all are accountable to. And that balance sheet is about how much we promised you standing here last year and how much we actually achieved, how much we dreamt of and how much we delivered. It is that balance sheet, Swami, that we will all be ever accountable to unto eternity. It will be a day of reminiscence for all of us, Swami, about President Kalam's words about the anti-ballistic missile, health, water and education. We are all an integral part of it, Swami. We will fail in our duties if we don't stand here and ask today, has that anti-ballistic missile delivered? Swami's missiles never fail and will never fail. As much as we pride upon the fact that we are the chosen ones, that's what many people believe outside of the hospitals. Oh, these are the chosen doctors. we realize that this Herculean responsibility comes at no lesser price. Let me give you an example. I was traveling by a BMTC bus in Bangalore and I just held up my hand and said, my ticket to Super Hospital. That's what they call a hospital, Super Hospital in Bangalore. The conductor, almost in reverence, immediately said, oh, Super Doctor from Super Hospital. I felt like Rajnikanth. It is that image of us which obviously stems from the fact that we belong to you, Swami, and due to your infinite mercy that we strive to uphold, and we promise we'll do that in all the coming years. We promise, Swami, that at each minute of our lives we are committed to your mission that has its core principles in the fact that good health and happiness should be there for humankind just for the asking. We know, Swami, that you have always taught us that good health is not a destination. It is a journey which is as challenging for me as a physician as much for my patient. But we are ready to take up that challenge, Swami. You taught us that disease does not differentiate between the wise and the foolish, the rich and the will be gone. Then why should medicine? Then why should medical services differentiate? You have taught us, Swami, that we should shield our patients when they are the most defenseless, when their bodies are talking to them a lot. And seeing them in that position puts us in a very particular position of extreme responsibility and privilege, that we have to shield them when they are at their mental, physical and spiritual nadir in lives. This has nothing to do with high-tech stents and satellite telemedicine and me winning a fellowship at Mount Sinai. No. But this has everything to do with the basic framework of humankind that cries for our support, all of us. Not as physicians, not as technicians, not as anesthetists, cardiologists, radiologists, but simply as men of sensibility, simply as men of conscience, that there is a human being that we are treating. You taught us that we should listen to the voice of the patient, not the voice of his lab reports, not the voice of the disease. I come from Mumbai, Swami, the city of dreams. We can only dream there about a hospital such as yours, such as ours here. I don't have to think how much money I'm going to spend if I order an MRI, if I order a chest X-ray, if I order a DSA. It is just there for the asking, simply because you want to give the best to your patients, to our patients, Swami. It is sometimes quite interesting, sometimes amusing, when we have these overseas consultants who are coming down for electrophysiology camps, device camps. They go about the hospital in amazement, not about the dome area, not about the edifice, not about the well-pruned gardens. No cash counter. ICDs free, stent grafts free, CABG free. Free? There is no such concept outside. But you give more than that. You give love for free. You give humanity for free, and you give compassion for free, Swami. But at the end of it all, as I speak about these devices which come to our hospital and the IVLs, FFR, OCTs, neurosurgery, all that we do, you taught us something more, Swami, something quite paradoxical to this. The fact that medicine does not lie in high-tech support systems. That is medicine if there is infinite joy and tears of joy, infinite happiness in a mother who is clinging on to her recuperating child in a cardiac OT recovery room, crying out of joy that her child is as normal as any other who is next door. That is medicine if a 30-year-old laborer from the heart of Bihar, where there are no medical facilities, gets a new valve and goes back. Why? Because he has to support his ailing mother. He has to support a poor family which depends on him. Medicine is about that confidence that a 35-year-old lady who has a bleeding aneurysm in the brain has. knowing fully well that she will get cured at your feet, and she can go back to her kitchen, even if she does not like to cook those delicacies for her husband and children. Medicine fails if it does not instill that happiness, that joy, that confidence. This is something that I learned coming in your hospital, Swami. Inasmuch as I speak, inasmuch as we all think here that, as I said, we are the chosen ones, we all humbly know, Swami, that we are all here for our salvation. That healing is not being just done through us in our hospital, Swami. The hospital here, the hospital in Whitefield, any number of them. Healing is being done unto us, Swami. We need it more than our patients do. Inasmuch as I say this, let me just conclude with a small incident that happened yesterday. This is about a 58-year-old patient who came for a follow-up visit where I consulted him in the cardiac OPD yesterday. This is a person from Uttar Pradesh, Haji Abdul Sattar. He underwent a cardiac surgery, a cardiac bypass surgery, where we put in a new vessel in his heart to treat a heart attack. And they also put in a new valve. It's a complex surgery. This happened 3 months back. He came for a follow-up visit. As what happens in my hospital, he has to undergo an echo and then he has to see me. By the time he was sitting in front of me, the man was in tears. Not from the pain of his incision. I wanted to lift his spirits and all I said is, Haji Saab, kya ho gaya? Sab acha hai, sab khairiyat. He just spoke one sentence, which made my day. He said, Main 5 baar haj gaya hoon. Mera Allah maine Bangalore mein paya. Jai Sai Ram.
Sri Sai Ram, I offer my humble pranams to the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Respected elders, sisters, brothers, and mighty earth students, Sai Ram to all. It's my great privilege and opportunity to share a glimpse of my experience with Divine as his instrument in Sai organization. I remember in 2008, as a passerby to the workplace, I was attracted by the proud ambience and infrastructure of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. As our brother said, super hospital. Yes, really, I was amazed by the infrastructure. It was very superb. I asked Swami, God, I want to be a part of this institution, whether my dreams come true. Yes, Swami has chosen me, and it came into reality within a short duration in 2009. I came totally from a different background of life, where I was not known about Swami. As I entered into a new Sai family, initially I faced a lot of difficulties in my personal life. But with the influence of love and action in the work culture and community living in the campus transformed me into a strong, pliable and a well-balanced human being today. With my previous experiences, I truly witness here the uniqueness of Sikh culture, which I say from my bottom of my heart. Today, I realize Swami has chosen me. I didn't come by chance, but by His choice, I'm standing here and giving a speech. As I heard, a College of Nursing and Allied Health Sciences is a long dream project of Swami, which came into existence in 2008 with a view to prepare human healthcare professionals. Our institution offers 4 years of BSc nursing course and 3.5 years of allied health sciences in cardiac care technology, anesthesia technology, perfusion technology, medical lab technology, and imaging technology for the deserving candidates. Our college have been passed out with a two batches of flying colors, and here I would like to quote, some of them have been a top rank holders in our university. It's all because of you, Swami. Your blessings and grace gave them the strength, courage, and the skill. When we started initially the College of Nursing, there were no education in human values course. Swami felt, why can't we start the education in human values for our nursing students as part of a curriculum? One fine day, Swami personally called Sri B.N. Narasimhamurthy Garu to introduce the education in human values course, 4 years program in nursing college. Yes, it was introduced by him, being him as a first guru. This EHV program, which being a unique nursing profession, in which I would like to say, in none of a nursing college, in of a nation, it's not being taught with a view to prepare our students to provide a good quality care with love and compassion, in which Swami's dream also that, in being considered that to be the intention of College of Nursing was opened and Swami's dream was fulfilled in his dreams. During the course of time, I would like to share, student had so many experiences in which a couple of things I would like to quote here. As part of a curriculum, our students used to have a postings in many various health sectors. Among them, one of a batch has got a posting in psychiatric hospital. They used to be assigned a patient to take care of them and provide a good quality care. Likewise, one student was assigned to a patient with schizophrenic disorder, where the patient was always used to sleep in the during the daytime and was reluctant to talk to her and will not mingle to anybody else and will not take care of his daily activities. Students, our Sai students, what they did, apart from their clinical postings, they started the bhajan session there. And later on, within a few couple of days, she found a change in the patient, in which the patient himself came and spoke with her, and thereby the rapport has been started. With Swami's blessings and courage, and what Swami has taught, provide unconditional love, and from our teachers, make your own boundaries when you take care of a patient. Keeping that in our mind, she gave good quality care to the patient. And end of the 20 days of postings, there was a lot of transformation was created in the patient, where what I said previously, there was a gross change among that patient, where the patient used to call the other person, patients, to come and attend the bhajan, and the patient was, whom he used to be an hostile, came and forward and used to talk to everybody, and patient used to take care of his personal hygiene. So this transformation was mentioned by the director of that institution. I'm really proud of the Sai students. So many students had postings in our institutions, but there was a lot of transformation was created in majority of the patients where our SAI students have nursed the patient. And she has also mentioned this could be brought only by the uniqueness of SAI students, where it could be a lot of transformation created by the students to our patients. And she also mentioned that lot of therapies we used to take in order to treat the patients, but we forget to inculcate spiritual therapy. We learn from you all, thereby then that day onwards spiritual therapy was inculcated in their institution. So from this we came to know wherever ISAI students have been there, the patients also got a transformation. One more witness I could quote here is, not only the patients got transformed, but whomever comes into our Swami's institution and lab, they also will get a transformation, in which I'm the proof of that. Same like me, one more student. Initially when the students used to join in a nursing profession, they used to be, some of them were little scared about how to take care of the patient, how am I going to touch the patient, but she is also the one student in which initially she had that scariness, that frightened. How am I going to take care of the patient? Whether I can quit the nursing profession. But within the 4 years of course, what he has learned, the preachings from Swami and the EHV Guru's teachings, and from the guidance from her teacher, by the end of the 4 year, she took care of the patient in a critically ill case, and she was the one who handled the patients, n number of patients, like 20 patients, as being a one human being in the ward, and still she is serving in one of our SAI institutions. This shows that student also being transformation takes place. When initially our College of Nursing has started, our students used to longer, Swami, we have not participated in Sri Satya Sai University Sports and Cultural Meet. When those dreams will come into reality, they will all be in tears, and they used to be in prayer, Swami, please make our dreams fulfill. After 1 year, with Swami's grace, and Swami heard their prayers, and immediately Swami answered their prayers, they got a message like they could participate in the annual sports and cultural meet. They participated in 2010 sports and annual cultural meet, and Swami personally appreciated them. In the very first performance, they have done a very good job. So this is going to be the hallmark of the SAI students. If someone asks me what you have learned from Swami, I proudly say a desire to know God, to love God, and to be loved by God. Swami, I ask for the strength. You gave me difficulties to overcome. I ask for the favor. You gave me the opportunities. I received nothing I wanted, but I received everything I needed. I humbly pray to you, Swami, for the strength, grace, and skill to continue forever for each one of us over here. Now, I request Madam Dr. Swarna Bharadwaj, Director of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, to felicitate Srimati Ishwarama Award, Gold Medal Award, to Kumari Bhavna Kanal for all-round performance in the 4 years of BSc Nursing course. and Kumari Revathi GS for all-round performance in the Allied Health Science Program. Thank you, ma'am, and Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering my most humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. We all know that Burakatha is an art form that is very dear to Bhagwan. We will now be presenting to you a Burakatha, but before we go into that, I would just like to describe the setting of the Burakatha. Let's imagine that the anniversary celebrations are happening at Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, at our hospital in Bangalore. And there are three onlookers. In the background of the celebrations is the majestic edifice of our hospital. And this Burakatha is being presented through the eyes of three onlookers of the celebrations. So over to the Burakatha now, Sai Ram.
Vishnum Shashi Varnam Chaturbhujam Prasanna Vadanam Dhyaye Sarva Vigno Pasyantaye Agajanana Padmarkam Gajanana Maharnisham Anekadantam Bhaktana Ekadantam Upasmahe e
అష్టపదుల వయస్సులో ఇష్టపదుల మాకు చూపించిన నిష్ఠాగరిష్ఠుడు నిత్య సత్య వ్రతుండైన సాయీషుడు మన సత్యసాయీషుడు. అటువంటి తల్లి తండ్రి గురువు దైవం సర్వం పర్వం మనందరికీ గర్వకారణంపైన ఆ తండ్రి పాదముల చెంత ప్రణమిల్లుచు మనం ఈనాడు సాయి సంజీవిని అనేటువంటి బుర్రకథను చెప్పుకొనబోచున్నామయ్యా సోదర.
అక్షయ భక్త విభ రక్షణ నీవే ప్రభు. అక్షయ భక్త విభో శంభో శంకర రక్షణ నీవే ప్రభో.
అక్షయ భక్త విభో శంభో శంకర రక్షణ నీవే ప్రభో.
అక్షయ భక్త విభో శంభో శంకర రక్షణ నీవే ప్రభో.
అక్షయ భక్త విభో
ఇదే ముక్కంటే నీవే నాకు ఇకపై దిక్కంటే.
నివ్వాలులు నీకిదే ముక్కంటే నీవే నాకు ఇకపై దిక్కంటే.
నివ్వాలులు నీకిదే ముక్కంటే నీవే నాకు ఇకపై దిక్కంటే.
అక్షయ భక్త విభో శంభో శంకర రక్షణ నీవే ప్రభు.
హర హర శంభో శంకర వరహర పాప భయంకర.
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 శ్రీకర శుభకర జయకర శరణం చిర కరుణింకర.
శ్రీకర శుభకర జయకర శరణం
చిర కరుణింకర. అక్షయ భక్త విభో
సోదరా.
ఏమి సోదరా,
ఇక్కడ ఏదో విశేషం ఉన్నట్టుంది. చాలా మంది చేరారు,
ఏదో ఉత్సవం జరుపుకుంటున్నట్టున్నారు.
అటు చూడు, ఆ భవనము చూడు, ఆహా ఎంత వైభవముగా ఉన్నది. చూడడానికి ఇది ఒక పెద్ద రాజభవనంలా లేదు?
అవునవును,
ఇది 5-స్టార్ హోటల్ అంటావా?
ఓహో, ఇదా 5-స్టార్ హోటల్ కాదురా, 5-స్టార్ హాస్పిటల్.
ఆహా, దీనిని ఏ టాటా బిర్లా అంబానీయో కట్టించుంటాడు.
కాదు కాదు, దీనిని భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయిబాబా వారు కట్టించారు. పుట్టపర్తిలో బాబాగారి గురించి వినే ఉంటావు.
అవును అవును, విన్నాను.
స్వామి 2001 జనవరి 19th అప్పటి ప్రధానమంత్రి వాజ్పేయి గారి చేత ఇనాగరేషన్ చేయించారు.
అబ్బా, మరి చాలా మంది మహామహులు చేరే ఉంటారే.
అవును,
సంబరాలు అంబరాన్ని అంటి ఉంటాయి.
ఆ రోజు వాజ్పేయి ఏమన్నారో తెలుసా?
ఏమన్నారు?
ఇదర్ దవాబి మిల్తా హై ఔర్ దువాబి మిల్తా హై.
అంటే అర్థమేంటి సోదరా?
ఇక్కడ మందులతో పాటు దైవానుగ్రహం కూడా లభిస్తుంది.
భలే చెప్పారు సోదరా.
ఇంకో విషయం, ఇక్కడ ట్రీట్మెంట్ అంతా ఫ్రీ.
అబ్బో, నమ్మశక్యం కాలేదే.
అవులే, మొట్టమొదటిసారి ఎవరు విన్నా ఇలానే అనుకుంటారు. ఇది ఇప్పటి సంగతి కాదు. 1956 పుట్టపర్తిలో జనరల్ హాస్పిటల్, 1976 వైట్ ఫీల్డ్ లో జనరల్ హాస్పిటల్, తిరిగి 1991
పుట్టపర్తిలో సూపర్ హాస్పిటల్ కట్టించి అన్ని వైద్యాలు అప్పటి నుండి ఇప్పటి వరకు ఫ్రీగానే ఇస్తున్నారు.
ఇవన్నీ
స్వామి పేదలకిచ్చిన వరాలు.
అది సరే, ఈ కలియుగంలో అడగకుండా అమ్మైనా అన్నం పెట్టదంటారే, మరి ఇన్ని వరాలు ఎవరడిగారు?
మన అందరి తరఫున ఈ వరాలు కోరినది ఆయన మాతృమూర్తి ఈశ్వరంబ. ఆ తల్లి రుణం మనం ఎప్పటికీ తీర్చుకోలేము.
ఆ దేవకి కృష్ణుని ఏమి కోరేనో నాకు తెలియదయ్యా. కౌసల్యరాముని ఏమి అడిగను నాకు తెలియదయ్యా. ఈ తల్లి కోరెడు మూడు కోరికలను తీర్చవయ్యా స్వామి. కరికిట జుంతరేతా
మూడు కోరికల ఏమిటవి?
ప్రాణం నిలబట్టే త్రాగునీరు, ప్రాణాలు కాపాడే వైద్యం, జీవితానికి విలువనిచ్చే విద్య, అన్నీ ఉచితంగానే.
చాలా పెద్ద భారమే నెత్తినేసుకున్నారు మన స్వామి.
ద్వాపర యుగంలో కృష్ణుడు 7 రోజుల పాటు గోవర్ధన పర్వతాన్నెత్తి గోపాలులందరికీ ఆశ్రయమిచ్చాడు. ఈ కలియుగంలో స్వామి విద్య, వైద్యం, నీరు ఇచ్చి లక్షలాది మందికి శాశ్వతంగా ఆశ్రయమిచ్చాడు.
కోరికలు తీరుస్తానన్నారు, సరే చెప్పినట్లు చేశారా?
స్వామి స్పెషాలిటీ ఏమిటో తెలుసా? స్వామి ఏదైనా ప్రాజెక్టు ప్రకటిస్తే దాని స్టార్ట్ డేట్ మాత్రమే కాదు, ఫినిష్ డేట్ కూడా అనౌన్స్ చేస్తారు. స్వామి చెప్తే జరిగిపోయినట్టే లెక్క.
ఓహో, ఆయన మాటంటే మాటే.
మాసాయి మాటంటే జగతికి వేదమురా.
మాసాయి మాటంటే జగతికి వేదమురా.
తండ్రి పాటంటే ప్రగతిని నాదమురా.
తండ్రి పాటంటే ప్రగతిని నాదమురా.
రాయిలోన చూడమనెను దేవుని మనసాయి.
రాయిలోన చూడమనెను దేవుని మనసాయి.
దేవునిలో చూడో తన రాయిని వినవోయి.
దేవునిలో చూడో తన రాయిని వినవోయి.
తల్లి తండ్రి గురువు దైవం మనసాయేరా.
తల్లి తండ్రి గురు దైవం మనసాయేరా.
సత్యం ధర్మం శాంతి ప్రేమ ఆయన శ్వాసేరా.
మాసాయి మాటంటే జగతికి వేదమురా. ఆ తండ్రి పాడంటే ప్రగతిని నాదమురా.
పిలిచిన పలికే దండాలు సాయి దేవా దండాలు తీర్చవయ్యా.
సాయి దేవా దండాలు తీర్చవయ్యా.
తల్లి తండ్రి గురువు దైవం మనసాయేరా.
సత్యం ధర్మం శాంతి ప్రేమ ఆయన శ్వాసేరా. ఆ సాయి మాటంటే జగతికి వేదమురా. ఆ తండ్రి పాటంటే ప్రగతిని నాదమురా.
అది సరే, ఇంతకీ రోగాలు ఎందుకు పెరిగిపోతున్నాయంటావు?
స్వామి మాటల్లో చెప్పాలంటే హరి, వరి, కరి ఈ మూడింటి వల్లనే ముఖ్యంగా సిటీలో వాళ్ళు రోగాలు కొని తెచ్చుకుంటున్నారు.
ఇక పల్లెలో ఉన్న వాళ్ళ పరిస్థితి ఎలాంటిదో మన పెద్దన్నయ్య చెప్తాడు, విందాం పదా.
వైద్యం కోసమని పల్లె వారలు సై తిరుగుచుంటిరి ఎన్నో ఊళ్ళు సై. తల్లడిల్లేరా తల్లిదండ్రులు సై. అదిగో ఉన్న ఊరును విడిచారే కన్నవారిని వదిలారే. అయ్యో ప్రాణ
చందనము తీసే మనుషులు పెరిగెను. ప్రాణము తీసే మనుషులు పెరిగెను. ప్రాణము పోసే దేవుడు నీవని. ప్రాణము పోసే దేవుడు నీవని. కొండంత ఆశతో కోరుతుంటేమి. వైద్యము లేక మృత్యువాత పడి చనిపోవుచుండేరి దిగులేకను. ఆసుపత్రి గట్టి ఆదుకున్నావయ్య నీ వారందరినీ. ఆసుపత్రి గట్టి ఆదుకున్నావయ్య నీ వారందరినీ. తరిగిట ఝుంకరేత
వైద్యో నారాయణో హరిహి అన్నారు కదా.
వైద్యులు నారాయణులా ప్రాణం పోయవలసినది పోయి డబ్బుల కోసం ప్రాణం తీసే యముడిలా తయారవుతున్నారు.
ఇంకా యముడే బెటర్ సోదరా, ప్రాణాలు మాత్రమే తీస్తాడు. కాని ఈనాటి వైద్యులు ప్రాణాలతో పాటు వారి డబ్బులు కూడా. గోవింద గోవింద.
స్వామి ఆపద్భాంధవుడై అభయమిచ్చాడురా.
అది సరే, మన హాస్పిటల్ గురించి మరికొన్ని విశేషాలు చెప్పు సోదరా.
ఇక్కడ గుండె నరాలకు సంబంధించిన రోగులకు పరీక్షలు చేస్తారు. గత 13 సంవత్సరములలో 3.5 లక్షల మంది రోగులకు పరీక్షలు చేశారు. కొన్ని వేల ఆపరేషన్లు చేశారు. ఇక్కడ దేశం నలుమూలల నుండే కాకుండా ఇరుగు పొరుగు దేశాలైన పాకిస్తాన్, బంగ్లాదేశ్, నేపాల్ నుండి పేషెంట్లు వస్తుంటారు. దూర ప్రాంతాల నుండి రాలేని వారికి టెలిమెడిసిన్ సౌకర్యం ఉంది.
టెలిమెడిసిన్ అంటే ఏంటి?
డాక్టర్లు రోగులను వీడియో ద్వారా పరీక్షించి తగిన సలహాలు ఇస్తూ ఉంటారు. వైద్యం చేస్తే సరిపోదు, దాని తర్వాత తీసుకోవాల్సిన జాగ్రత్తలు, జీవన శైలిలో చేసుకోవాల్సిన మార్పుల గురించి వాళ్ళందరికీ వాళ్ళ సొంత ఊరిలోనే సత్యసాయి సేవా సమితి సేవకులు చేయితను అందిస్తున్నారు. దీనినే సాయి రీహెబిలిటేషన్ అంటారు.
ఇవి ప్రస్తుతం ఏ ఊరిలో ఉన్నాయి చెప్పు సోదరా.
ఇది ఒడిశా రాష్ట్రంలో భువనేశ్వర్లోను, వెస్ట్ బెంగాల్ రాష్ట్రంలో బెరక్పూర్లోను ఉన్నాయి.
అది సరే, ఇక్కడ పనిచేసే ఉద్యోగులు ఎంత అదృష్టవంతులో.
ఇక్కడ ఉద్యోగులు కాదురా, అందరూ సేవకులే.
అది సరే, సాక్షాత్ అవతార పురుషునితో ఉన్నారు కదా, మరి మన స్వామి వీరికి ఎన్నో సూచనలిచ్చే ఉంటారు.
స్వామి హాస్పిటల్కు వచ్చినప్పుడల్లా సేవకులను పలకరించేవారు. ఇక్కడ పేషెంట్లందరినీ తోటి బంధువుల్లా చూసుకోవాలని, వారిని నవ్వుతూ ప్రేమతో ఆప్యాయంగా మాట్లాడి వారిని ఆనందపరచాలని అనేవారు. డాక్టర్లందరూ త్యాగభావం పెంచుకోవాలని అనేవారు. ఇక్కడ ఉన్న వాళ్ళందరూ మానవ సేవయే మాధవ సేవగా భావిస్తూ తమ జీవితాన్ని స్వామి సేవకే అంకితమిస్తున్నారు.
మన స్వామంటే వారికి ఎంత ప్రేమో.
హమ్కు తుమ్సే ప్యార్ కితనా, సాయి తుమ్ హీ జానతే, దిలోం కీ ధడకన్ తుమ్ హో సాయి, తుమ్ హమారే ప్రాణ హో. హమ్కు తుమ్సే ప్యార్
మన స్వామి ఇప్పుడు భౌతికంగా లేరు కదా, ఇదంతా ఎలా నడుస్తుందంటావు?
లేకపోవడమేమిటి, వీరి మాటల్లో చేతల్లో స్వామి ప్రేమ వ్యక్తమవుతుంది. వీరంతా స్వామిని గుండెల్లో గుడి కట్టుకుని పూజిస్తున్నారు.
గుండెలోన గుడి కట్టుకున్నాము,
ఆ గుడిలోన నిన్ను నిలిపి పూజిస్తున్నాము.
గుండెలోన గుడి కట్టుతూ ఉన్నాము.
దీనికే కాబోలు, దీనిని హాస్పిటల్ అని కాకుండా టెంపుల్ ఆఫ్ హీలింగ్ అని కూడా అంటారు. ఇక్కడ పనిచేసే వారి భాగ్యమే భాగ్యము. ఎన్ని జన్మల పుణ్యఫలమో ఇంత ప్రశాంత పరిసరాల్లో దైవ సన్నిధిలో జీవనోపాధి జీవిత పరమావధి రెండూ పొందుతున్నారు. స్వకార్యం స్వామి కార్యం రెండూ కలిసి వచ్చాయి.
ఇంతకంటే మనకి జీవితంలో కావలసిందేముంది? ఏ చిక్కు చింత లేకుండా స్వామి భజన చేస్తూ ఆనందాన్ని అనుభవిస్తూ అందరికీ ఆనందాన్ని పంచుతూ ఆ ఆనంద స్వరూపుణ్ణి చేరుకుందాం.
ఆనందమే సాయి భజన,
ఆనందమే సాయి భజన,
సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి సంరక్షకుని భజన,
సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి సంరక్షకుని భజన,
భక్తిలో వెలసిన సత్య సాయి భజన,
భక్తిలో వెలసిన సత్య సాయి భజన,
ఆనందమే సాయి భజన,
important to mention here that the performers you just saw and the rendition that they gave was a training that lasted 4 days. These are our brothers who ensure that all our equipment is running without any shutdowns in electricity. They work in the electrical department of our engineering section. And if any of you call the hospital, the voice that you'll hear in the telephone exchange is Harugopal, who was playing the lead role. So they do, the Burra Katha was an expression of their love to their founder, Express Style, 4 days flat. We'd like to end today's program with a short video. When we were asked to put together a small presentation to commemorate the 13th anniversary of the hospital, the first question we asked was, what are we going to tell you? Are we going to talk to you about the beautiful building that Bhagwan has given us, that we call the Super Speciality Hospital in Whitefield? Are we going to talk to you about the fantastic infrastructure, the machinery, and the crores of rupees that are spent to be able to provide this quality of care to the very poor? Are we going to talk to you about our committed staff, about doctors that work for 48 hours at a stretch without a meal, just in their love for the patients? Are we going to talk to you about our nurses who toil away without thinking of their own families, their own children, to attend to a child that is in our ICU? What are we going to tell you? We decided that we will not say anything, but we will allow a patient who has come to the hospital to tell you our story. We will allow a patient to tell you how nothing has changed in the past 1 year. We will allow this patient to tell you that we have only grown in our strength, grown in our conviction, and grown in the spirit that we want to do everything we can to ensure that Swami's hospital continues to love and give and give. It is with great pride that we present to you a very special journey, a journey from darkness to light. We call this presentation Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya.
Prosperity, riches, and good luck. Am I rich? I don't think so. My father runs a small shop and we live in a smaller house. We barely make ends meet. But my mother says that being rich is about being positive, no matter what. I tried really hard, but it's not easy. I can't run or dance as much as many of my friends can, and I fall sick often. My search for healing has taken me on long journeys. We've knocked on many hospital doors, but in vain. I cannot afford life. My name is Shreya, but I am neither rich nor prosperous. And I have a hole in my heart.
Thank you. He wanted it to be a temple of healing, not a hospital.
Giving back to society was very important for Swami.
The facility to me is only a very small part of the story. The story is much deeper.
He said, when disease does not differentiate between the rich and the poor, so why should we?
Amidst Bangalore's heady commercial high-rises lies a monument born of grand passion, inspired by Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Come the 19th of January 2014 and the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences at Whitefield prides in 13 years of service to humanity. Despite not having a billing section, this stately structure remains the most profitable of the many that surround it. The only difference is, we don't talk in terms of balance sheets or bottom lines. We speak of lives transformed. Shreya has not seen Baba. She came here a month ago, one among the 40,000 patients registered this year. More than 15,500 cardiac surgeries, 42,000 catheterization-based interventions, and 18,300 neurosurgeries have been performed so far, and millions of patients have benefited from consultation and diagnostics in cardiac or neurosciences.
Swami's broad mission for healthcare is that it should be free for everybody.
But we have followed the path shown by Swami, and we continue to follow that.
I know Bhagavan's wish has always been for the outreach of this, really the poorest of the poor.
Swami believed that the very poor deserve nothing but the very best. In keeping with this sentiment, millions of dollars have been spent this year to acquire top-end medical equipment and upgrade infrastructure to provide world-class care.
When a patient walks in the hospital, he is completely thoroughly checked up. I can directly go ahead and do an MRI. If I further have a doubt, I can take the patient for biopsy. I can even do a diagnostic angiogram. All this without a single paisa from the patient's pocket.
But fancy equipment alone is not enough to prepare a child to go under the knife. During the next few days, a remarkable symphony of services will be played out at the hospital. Shreya's journey, like all others undergoing cardiac or neurosurgery, will bring together doctors, nurses, technologists, and volunteers, all committed to her health and happiness.
She has been having chest infections since childhood. We found that she has a large hole inside the heart. We are taking her now for surgery, and this surgery will take about 2.5-3 hours.
Everything goes on like clockwork. It's not just an extended team. It's a family.
Unlike other hospitals, where the patient is burdened with the responsibility of arranging blood and blood donors, in this hospital, the patient is completely relieved of this stress. That is because of the family of voluntary blood donors, which we have, comprising of our staff and many of these employees, and that comprises 99% of our blood collection.
Finally, she is called in. Shreya's mother waits patiently as the hours go by. The hours seem painfully long. She immerses herself in prayers. She has been told that she is not alone.
course, we have excellent medical facilities, medical treatment, but it is again complemented by utilizing help from the God of his or her choice to help in the healing process.
In the meanwhile, a team of dedicated surgeons are at work to heal her heart. For hours, they stand bent over her body, their hands busy at work.
Our team was able to use what's a kind of becoming state of art in other places, using ultrasound guided techniques to locate the veins, and this has been proven to reduce the overall complications.
I always feel that there's a divine force, somebody who is guiding me to operate. I can even feel the presence of his at every step, and the way my hand moves. At the end of the surgery, I questioned myself, oh, have I done this surgery?
Surgery on this girl, Shreya, has been done. It took about 3 hours, and we have closed the hole in the heart successfully without any problem.
Finally, this labor of love is complete. Shreya has just received her gift from the hospital, a heart that has been healed and will beat stronger for the years to come.
For patients like Shreya, the staffs, they are trained with adequate knowledge and skill. For this purpose, we have a various amount of training programs which are undergoing within a hospital. The various type of programs are like the basic life supports, advanced cardiac life supports, and critical care nursing.
Nearly everybody in the team who's been trained, and they are able to utilize techniques of this to improve overall patient outcome.
You'll be surprised to see the dedication of staffs towards patient's care is amazing. They forget their personal difficulties and they remain engrossed with patient's work.
At neurosurgery, similar stories of a magnificent human metamorphosis are shared. Top-of-the-line equipment, impeccable competency, and relentless motivation bring hope to the hopeless every day.
At neurosurgery have seen many patients who have come to us on a stretcher, not able to move or walk, and after the surgery they've had sometimes remarkable recovery, very fulfilling for us.
The atmosphere in this hospital is truly different as compared to any other hospital. It feels like coming to a temple, a place of worship, where you come and provide your services, whatever skills God has given us, and we impart it to patients, and then we go back home happily.
At the hospital, our family also includes those that toil tirelessly, but whom Shreya may never notice. Some keep the floors spotlessly clean. Some mend her gowns, some stand guard at the gate, and some keep the lawns beautiful. To each of these dedicated staff, the patient is their God, and their work is worship.
Swami sevakara sevakana, Swami seva madre, Swami nam seva martaiga.
Inspired by Baba's message of service, a large contingent of volunteers, the Seva Dal, are also involved in Shreya's care. High-skilled professionals, doctors, managers, businessmen, and homemakers come together to offer their services at the hospital. In doing so, they are a part of a silent movement called transformation. Each willingly takes off his identity for a week to give every patient an identity for a lifetime.
నేను ఇప్పుడు ఇంత ఆరోగ్యంగా ఉన్నానని మీరు ఇది చూస్తూ ఉంటారు, కానీ చాలా కష్టంలో ఉంటుంది. 2001లో నాకు ఇక్కడే స్వామి హాస్పిటల్లోనే సర్జరీ అయింది. ఇక్కడ వచ్చే పేషెంట్లు వాళ్ళ బాధ నాకు అర్థం అవుతుంది, ఎందుకంటే నేను ఒకప్పుడు పేషెంట్ అయ్యిన దానివల్ల ఆ బాధ నాకు తెలుస్తుంది. ఇలాగే నా జీవితం పూర్తి ఇలా చేయాలని నా ఆశ ఉంది.
Meanwhile, Shreya's journey is not over yet. Even when she's discharged and back home, help is at hand. Thanks to current day web-enabled technology and telemedicine.
The basic fact of having a telemedicine center about 1,500 kilometers away is essentially the fact that patients may not be able to make a trip in their follow-up visits all the time. So I think this web-based technology, it's really a service which the hospital is doing to the patients at their doorstep.
You ask us why this year is important. Well, when a child turns 13, it no longer stays a child. Has anything changed? Yes, and we are proud that it has. This year, we have grown into an able, energetic youngster. We have grown stronger in our desire to serve our poor. We have grown taller in the eyes of the world in clinical services, academics, and medical research. We have grown deeper in love with the message of service that our master provided us. And we have grown sharper in our vision to achieve that goal, no matter what it takes. Shreya may be one of many patients seen at the hospital this year. But when one is touched by love, one cannot stay quiet. She is one among thousands who will touch another thousand in a remarkable cascade of service, wanting to give back to society. Through each and every one of these individuals, his message of love, compassion, and service will be spoken in 1,000 lives and 1,000 ways.
They give us, we want to give them back manifold.
I feel his presence every day, every moment in the operating room.
I do feel a spiritual presence all around me, and that gives keeping on giving continuous motivation.
Spirituality is not about going in the forest and meditating. He said it is about striving for perfection.
The building is an architectural feat, but the real feat is in the people and in the hearts and the effort and the selflessness.
It's love-filled life and love-filled service. That's what motivates me to be here.
The message is not just national, it is one international.
The skill is one thing, but the whole other arm of this place is the compassion.
They leave the ward. They say a single word of thanks to us, and they also bless us along with our families. And this touches our heart, and we feel to continue our work.
Our aim still is we must do whatever we can with our capacity continue what he started. It's showing that Swami's vision is still alive.
My name is Shreya. Shreya means riches, prosperity and good luck. And today I know that I have all these in good measure.
The message you saw was real. But what was not captured on film was what Shreya said to us when she left the hospital. When we asked what Shreya would love to do when she grew up, what do you think she said? She said that she wanted to become a doctor and come back to the hospital to serve. And for that, Shreya would need special blessings. Would someone be kind enough to bring Shreya to Swami's Samadhi and take these special blessings?
Durabalana హరి ఓం నమో శివ శక్తి నమో.
Jai Pandurang Bolo. కాయి బోరు మహావీర సాయి బోరు అల్లా సాయి బోలో మోలా సాయి బోలో అల్లా సాయి బోలో మోలా సాయి బోలో ప్రేమ సాయి శాంతి సాయి సత్య సాయి బోలో bolo gopal bolo govinda bolo gopal bolo govinda bolo gopal bolo govinda bolo gopal bolo prema sai sai bolo
sai tere charno mein koti pranam sai tere charno mein koti pranam
రంగ విఠలా జయ పండరినాథ విఠలా పాండురంగ విఠలా జయ పండరినాథ విఠలా
జయ మాధవా భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహీ, హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహీ, హరి నామ బినా ఆనంద నహీ,
హరి
శ్రీ
జయ సద్గురు శాంతి 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 సమస్త లోకా సుఖినో భవంతు సమస్త లోకా సుఖినో భవంతు
సమస్త లోకా సుఖినో భవంతు
శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి
జై బోలో భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్య సాయి బాబాజీ కీ
జై